Today we are discussing technology and I suppose we call it environmental news as well. I mean, how many times have you been looking to make something to eat, cook something and wondered, is the food fresh? Has it gone off? We have best by dates, we have best before dates, but do we really pay much attention to them? Are we wasting food? Well, a new piece of technology could put an end to that, and even if you are blind or partially sighted, there's a smart option to help as well. We have with us Firat Gudha from Imperial College. Thank you very much for joining us. So tell me a bit about the work itself. How did the idea come around?
So basically, I started working on very low-cost sensors. What is like the most inexpensive sensor we can make? And then at that time, I was just starting to look into paper as an active material. Paper sensors have been around for a while, but people use paper just as a carrier of other materials. But if you want to make an extremely low-cost sensor, you actually have to use the intrinsic properties of paper. So I was going through some old books on paper making, and then I came across this interesting graph that shows the moisture content of paper versus relative humidity. So, and it turns out that even at normal relative humidity is 50-60%, paper carries substantial amount of water. I mean, the implication of this is that you can essentially take a seemingly dry material and you can do wet chemistry with this without ever adding a drop of water to it. So, and then which enables a whole bunch of very interesting applications at an incredibly low cost. So, of course, at the back, in the back of my mind, I was always interested in food and in agriculture in general, and I knew that food waste was a big, big problem. And then, there was this, Eureka moment where I realized that, oh my God, we have something that's very inexpensive and it works really well. And there's this huge problem around food waste. It was a very natural marriage of ideas, let's put it that way. People throw food away. We all do. So we're all guilty. I started talking to various supermarkets. The managers were very reluctant to share their statistics with me, how much food they throw away, how much meat they throw away. And I had to essentially build personal relationships with some of them so that, I would gain their trust enough that they would be, a bit open about, how much food really is thrown away every week. And this was back in the US. The numbers were staggering. And this is just in the grocery store, even the food before it went to the consumer. That's how it all began.
Yeah, you think about the environmental issues that the food waste causes. You think about the economic impact it has if people are paying for food and then throwing it out. And I suppose the retailers, the supermarkets themselves would be concerned that they're not selling a product which could possibly be out of date, make people ill. So I suppose there's lots of factors that perhaps make us overcautious when it comes to food.
Once we started looking into this more seriously, one thing became obvious. That if you develop a technology, everybody has to win. It's not the consumer only wins. It's not only the retailers win or the packaging manufacturers. Because then what happens is that the adoption kind of fails. If it's only the retailer that's making a bit of money, but nobody else is really benefiting from this, then the technology doesn't really go forward. And then, we investigated because there were some technologies that were invented in the past that tried to address this issue. Most of them were colorimetric. So basically, they were tags that were added to the food packaging, and they would just change color as the food goes bad, which is, I think, a fantastic idea. But and then there are practical implications, which is that if the food goes a little bit bad, the color already changes. And of course, as consumers, we always wanted to buy, we want to buy the best and the freshest food. So even the food is actually completely good. People didn't buy it because they're like, no, I want to get the freshest. So it caused actually more food waste. If we can address the issue and we look at the entire, the chain of stakeholders, then we can effectively both eliminate food waste, and which will in turn, of course, reduce the footprint of food because we produce food and then we don't eat it. That's terrible. And we produce a ton of plastics that also ends up in our oceans. So it's a multi-dimensional problem, really.
So tell me about the product at the moment then. How does it work? How do people put their faith into it?
What we have is a piece of paper, and then there are some conductive electrodes printed on it. And all we do is just measure the conductivity of paper. It's the layer of water that's absorbed from the cellulose fibers that is conductive. So the way it works is that as the food decays, it produces some gases, and then it changes the electrical properties of this piece of paper. And we can interrogate this electrically. These can be integrated into NFC tags. So these are the kind of tags that are used in like contactless payment cards. So it allows you to transfer information without really battery. Your card does not have a battery in it. We integrated our devices onto these tags, and then you can set a threshold. And in its current format, if the food has gone bad, it's gone above the threshold, the sensor just doesn't work anymore. So the tag doesn't work. You can no longer read it. If it's good, then you can just read the tag. So it's kind of an on-off sensor at the moment. However, in the future, we're going to work on developing a more quantitative device, which gives you a freshness level.
Okay, so whereas the previous tags just had a it's good, it's bad, the new ones would be able to give you a degree, and as the food starts to go off, it will show
precisely
that gradient. Right, okay. So you're using what people would recognize then as that contactless technology. Can or is that then incorporated into a device? Because we all use smart devices now, so presumably you could have that in a phone or a watch, something like that?
Yeah, exactly. So we already, like with Apple Pay and Google Pay and so on, we already use some of this technology. And essentially, it's literally the same thing. You would just take your phone, tap onto it, and then get either a number. Obviously, that will be in the future. But in its current format, you see, you know, whether the tag works or not. So
okay,
that's it.
For our audience and for myself especially, you know, people who are blind or partially sighted, you know, that food waste, that food freshness is hugely important. And with smart devices being more accessible, you know, it's great to hear that there's a product here that you could use on your smart device, and you could feel confident when you are taking food out of the fridge or out of the freezer and see that. And it sounds very simple to use.
You actually touched upon a very important point. I actually have a very close friend who can't smell. He just doesn't have the sense of smell, because that's one of the first things we do when things go bad. You know, we kind of look at it and then we smell it. And then if it's okay, then we kind of consume it. Yeah, I think it's a very good point that it could also help people that are, you know, missing some of their senses avoid eating bad foods.
What's the reaction been like then? Have you heard anything from the commercial side or the consumer side? Is there a lot of excitement about this?
We have been actually overwhelmed in a very good way, of course. That we receive lots of emails from India, Australia, the US, Korea, like all kinds of different companies. So we have formed a startup company around this to lead the technology forward. And then we're also working with a packaging company that's very excited about this technology. In the first instance, you know, we're not going to change use-by dates immediately, because there's also a lot of legislation around that. So, but as the technology gets, you know, developed and the functionality gets confirmed and people feel more comfortable, then hopefully slowly we will phase out these, you know, unreliable actually use-by dates, and then start using technology to check really the validity of our food and the freshness of our food.
What sort of stage is the actual product at? Are you ready to say, right, we're ready to go, we just need to get, you know, people on board with the startup and the legislation changed? Or is there still work at the moment just to get it to that stage where it's ready to go?
Well, right now it's just a lab prototype. So the goal of the company is to really turn this into a commercial product. And, you know, it's just a matter of time. No, we don't really need any change in legislation, because in the first instance, we're not really trying to replace use-by dates. This will just be an alternative. Especially retailers are very interested in this because they waste a lot of food themselves. They throw away a lot of food and they don't want to. They would rather sell those things. So there's a bit of a drive from the retailers to adopt this technology. And I feel that will be the first logical step forward. Try to speak with the industry and then you know, get them to understand the technology. And in the meantime, obviously, we will need to raise resources and then start trialing this in various settings.
If people would like to find out more about the product, Firat, what's the best way to do that?
Obviously, we published all these findings in a scientific journal, so ACS Sensors. It can be found on our group website. The article itself, it's gooderresearch.com with one R in the middle, or the Imperial website, www.imperial.ac.uk. So any of these channels, I think, would be a good channel to learn more about the technology.
Virat, best luck with the product, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.